What would you be willing to give up if getting rid of it helped you show and tell the gospel better? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlock, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. One influential leader in the Middle Ages grew up surrounded by riches and privilege. But when he was captured in war, he encountered the love of Jesus. This changed everything for him, and it shows that when we know Jesus, he becomes worth more than anything else we could chase after. That's the heart of today's story, From Riches to Rags, St. Francis of Assisi by Taylor Ising. Few Christians throughout history have taken Jesus' call to drop everything and follow him as literally as St. Francis of Assisi. His faithful service to God was so influential that his way of living is still followed by one order of monks, the Franciscans, almost 800 years after his death. St. Francis was born in Italy around 1181 AD. The son of a wealthy merchant, Francis did not know God as a teen. He threw wild parties and dreamed of becoming a famous wealthy knight. But in his very first war, he was taken captive and was imprisoned for a year, where he started hearing God's voice. God spoke to Francis several times. Everything finally clicked for Francis when he was praying in a broken down church and he believed he heard God say, "Francis, repair my church." At the time, Francis thought God meant the building around him, so he stole some cloth from his father, sold it along with his horse, and tried to use the money to fix the church. Well, his father sued him, so Francis gave his father the money and the clothes off his back, and then he gave up his inheritance. He walked away in rough clothes given to him by a priest and dedicated his life to living like Jesus. But why would Francis do this? Because of the gospel, or good news of Jesus Christ. Because of God's great love, Jesus died and rose again so that all who trust in him could become God's children. With his life, he purchased our freedom from sin and death. Since Francis knew that love and freedom, he could not stop telling others about it. For him, that involved living a life of voluntary poverty and caring for the poor, all while preaching God's word. And because many church leaders at the time were obsessed with wealth, Francis even refused money in an effort to make the good news of Jesus clearer to those he ministered to. Instead, he worked for food and slept on the street, focusing his efforts on sharing the gospel and tending to creation. St. Francis recognized that Jesus loves his people with a crazy love, and he wanted to share that love with everyone he met. His methods may have been wild and sometimes too extreme, yet God worked through him powerfully to spread the good news of Jesus. Let's talk about this a little more. In your own life, what opportunities has God given you to spread the good news of Jesus? How does caring for people who are poor and for creation show Jesus' love? Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 16:24, then Jesus said to his disciples, "If any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Colossians 3:1-3 and verses 16 and 17 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries. Would you consider subscribing to Unlocked on your podcast app? That's like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Search for Unlocked Daily Devotional and hit the follow button. And that, you know, adds a little bit of faith into your daily routine. So start your day with some inspiration and unlock a deeper connection with God. That's Unlocked Daily Devotional in your podcast app. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me. What if your church actively prevented you from reading the Bible? How would you get to know Jesus more that way? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.